Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Plus, you can support college access and student access when you donate online to round up in-store to APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream is a total chocolate game changer. We start with unbelievably creamy dark chocolate ice cream. Then we add different chocolate treats, like chocolate cookies, chocolate cake, or chocolate brownies, to make four decadent chocolate flavors. Because sometimes the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Wow, this is Best Friends.
It is Best Friends.
Yes, yes, and we are interviewing a set of best friends in a segment we call Best Friending It.
Nope.
Besting each other. Oh my God. I don't know if I was ever going to get that.
No, you never have. You never have once gotten that. But that's okay. But yes, we have two friends of each other, two friends of ours. And we love them very much. Mm-hmm. First friend, we have very funny comedian. You've seen her on King of Staten Island. You've seen her on Netflix with her own dang special. You've seen her on Comedy Central with her own dang special. You've seen her on the street in her house. It's Lisa Traeger.
Hello. When you first said King, I thought you were going to say King of Queens, and I thought this was all going to be like joking. But
it would be funny if we introduced you as Kevin James. You know,
Paul Blart.
Paul Blart Mall Cop. What is it?
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Have you seen his short? He recently made a short, like an anti-mask short, where he's like being chased through the woods, and I was like, you wish you could be in an action movie. And he's like rushing, moving very fast, and I was like, impossible. And his like friend comes up next to him, and they're like, just because we didn't, or like we shared a hug in the park or something, it was like, people can't be touching and they're gonna hunt you down. It was just like an anti-mask, literally.
Anti-mask.
Like, it was so weird. He made this in like April, maybe.
Well, didn't age well.
Sure didn't. Anywho, Lisa,
yes.
We have questions.
I can't wait.
Because you.
Because the two of us have been kind of potted together, this friendship, during the pandemic. And so I feel like I've learned so much about her.
Oh, good.
I think I'm excited to test my knowledge.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. So your best friend is Kara Klink.
Yeah.
And our first question is, how did you two meet?
So we met through comedy, and I did her show at UCB East, Rest in Peace. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I have another Russian Jew friend. You have to meet her. And so that's when we first kind of started dabbling. And then we became closer after we saw Erika Jayne in 2018.
Saw her where?
In concert at the Williamsburg Steelhouse or something.
Oh, okay.
Or Brooklyn Steel.
Oh, yes.
How many songs does she have other than How Many Flex Do I Get?
Yeah.
Not one.
I would have to say the concert was maybe 45 minutes and the three dancers each had solos. She did a lot of covers and yeah, she doesn't have that many songs, but she looked perfect. Hmm. And some man recognized me. And so we got to be on a VIP ledge.
Oh.
And I had two pregnant women with me. There was eight of us. He's like, hey, girl, you want to come up? I'm like, well, there's eight of us and two of them are pregnant. And I felt very powerful being able to get us on a ledge.
Yes. So
it was a big moment.
That's fun.
And then we went to a tiki bar. And very pre-COVID, she was pregnant. But the rest of us, with strange women I'd never met before that night, shared a fishbowl at a tiki bar.
Oh my God, boy. That's not going to come back for a while.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no. And to think about the stuff that we used to do, it's like, oh no.
We used to be disgusting.
Yeah.
I would eat after anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being hammered in the bar that my friend worked at that I frequented a lot, and somebody left a untouched steak dinner on their table. I guess it wasn't cooked to temperature, and they wouldn't take it home. So I packaged it up and I ate it. Mm-hmm. I would never do that now.
No, I'm watching Beverly Hills Housewives from the beginning, and they kiss on the cheek constantly, everyone. I'm like, it's really jarring to watch all these cheek kisses. But yeah, we had a fishbowl, and it's probably my last fishbowl I ever had.
Aww. Are you still friends with the other Russian Jew that Kara knows?
If we were hanging out, yeah, I think we would definitely bond. She is very fun. She is very fun. Yeah,
that's good.
We don't have any side texts going on or anything like that.
Okay.
No inside.
So you're definitely just in a group chat with them, but no tee hee hee on the side.
No.
That's interesting. That's a very funny way to describe a friendship, because I have friends like that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I only talk to you in the group text.
Mm-hmm. And then when you, I have another, then when you suddenly you start getting texts from them personally, mm-hmm. you're like, get back in line.
I don't know how to talk to you without our other friend.
Yeah. I get excited sometimes and I'm like, ooh, I got moved to the side chat. Also, I just remembered that somebody fell off my group chat recently and I'm worried about them. Uh-oh. It indirectly, it's weird they fell off the group chat, but also I'm worried about them.
Did they get in the group chat?
Did they get kicked out?
They just not responding. They just stopped responding.
Uh-oh.
I wonder if that means they're mad at someone.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oof.
Or did they go to Alaska or something in an igloo?
Or does their phone not work?
Yeah, maybe they live in an igloo. Wait, Lisa, what's your favorite memory of traveling with Kara?
Let's see. Where have we gone? I don't know if we've gone that many places. I would say, I don't know, eating until it hurts.
Nice.
I would say eating 10,000 calories in a weekend in Palm Springs. And some of us gained 9 to 11 pounds in one weekend.
Ooh, wait, that's nice.
That sounds nice.
I would say that would be it.
And but you said you're you're bubbling together during this pandemic. Have you stayed over her place?
I have, because I actually don't have a home or a car anymore. I'm starting my life over. The pandemic really taught me a lot of lessons. But have an apartment before you buy art. But because I don't have a residence anymore, I have slept in the guest room because her family has reached out to me. And she's a very generous person. She's a person of the community. And she gifted me to use her husband's car during the pandemic. So because of her, I've had a car to use.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so nice.
I love that she gave her husband's car to you.
Yes.
She's like, I need my car.
Yeah. And so I don't know how much, if Jared ever approved it, but.
That's very funny.
I got Dolores.
Dolores.
What kind of car is Dolores?
It's a beautiful bright blue Nissan Versa.
Oh, okay. Come on, Nissan Versa.
Yeah, and I could plug my phone in. I know that's not full technology, but I can listen to a lot of.
I can put a cord in my
driving
phone.
Before, Lisa?
I used to have a Versa, but it was so long ago. I don't have a car. I mismanaged all my money, and now I'm, really in the thick of it, like a lot of people are during this time. Where you all of a sudden realize your job does not exist and you have not saved a penny in your whole life. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shit's fucking tough.
It's
to be like, I do stand up as a job and that's my livelihood and that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I legit told my agents, I never want to do a writing packet. That's not for me. Never will I apply. And all of a sudden I'm like, maybe I should have worked on that skill. But too cocky. But hey.
What's your favorite thing about Kara?
I would say What is my favorite thing? I think her spirit, her giving spirit to help everyone. I mean, this bitch is giving away her jack-o'-lanterns from Halloween to a man that's going to feed him to his turtles. Oh. She wouldn't even throw away the pumpkins. A turtle is nibbling on them right now.
I wouldn't even know to look for that. I wouldn't even know that existed.
She is just on it. She, when I had to go home, my dad was sick this summer. She packed up my whole apartment, got a U-Haul, got a storage unit, moved everything for me.
Oh my gosh.
There's a woman that lives in her car right now on the street. She gets her waters and, you know, granola bars every week from Trader Joe's on her shopping trip. She's an advocate for a foster kid. She's just like, she Aww. Truly is like so thoughtful to everyone and goes above and beyond to help others. And wow. I really like that. And then on a like selfish level, she can gossip and I like that. She's listening, she knows, she hears. Oh, you know, she is aware who's divorced, who's cheating, who yeah. So gossip. She's a gossip.
And that's necessary.
Who's divorced, who's cheating? I mean, that is a fantastic thing to have in a friend.
And I she's also so organized, which is really nice. And I think she's a great mother.
These are all amazing qualities.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's Kara's favorite thing about you?
I would say maybe that I'm down for everything, or like maybe I'm funny. I would say maybe I'm funny and I love her daughter.
There's got to be more though, because she's a comedian and she knows a lot of funny people.
Yeah.
There's got to be more than just you're funny.
Yeah.
No, I always, I'm a good like orderer.
Like at a order. Restaurant?
Yeah. I'm good at ordering. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like my self-esteem is so low where I'm like, I don't know. She does everything. maybe that I'm down to talk shit. I think I'm a gossip as well. I think she likes that. I think she likes that I become obsessed with things. Like I love Drag Race. And then all of a sudden I know everything and I want to know everything about everyone. Mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. my zest for life.
Yeah.
Zest. My zest.
Her zest. Love it.
Yes. You do have a zest.
You do have a zest. You're a zesty woman.
Very zesty. What is something you, Lisa, does that drives Kara crazy?
We both do this to each other. We're both Virgos, fellow mm-hmm. Virgo. We interrupt each other. Interrupting. Mm-hmm. And I would say interrupting is a big one. Or arguing with her because she likes to be right. And so if I question her in any way or I have a fact that she does not have, she does not like it. She'll be like, I thought it was this. And then she'll be like, oh, just chuck it. You know, like she needs to be right. So I don't think she likes when I maybe challenge her.
That's okay. Very funny. This is probably the same answer, but what is something that Kara does that drives you crazy?
But the thing is, I love it too, because we're working on this podcast together and this bitch, like I will be typing in the Google Doc and she'll be highlighting and bolding as I'm not even done typing. Like I'll make a point in one of the spreadsheets and I'll go on a website, come back and it's in a different position. Like I just too organized. Like I will get an email and I like, oh, can you do this pot? And I will have a Google Calendar invite from her within a minute. Like, just too organized, like too much, too much.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And that she's a vegetarian bothers me.
Why does that bother you?
Because I like to, you know, share food. Like when we go out to eat and it, but actually I stopped eating as much meat because I saw a video of a pig picking flowers and then decorating her barn with the bouquets of flowers.
Oh my fucking God.
So I stopped eating pork like a month ago because I'm like, I can't fucking, she's decorating. Like I can't.
Honestly, I can't. You'll feel much better if you stop eating meat. This might not be for everybody, but like I stopped eating meat and my face cleared up in a way that I was like, what the fuck? And then I've been eating chicken the last 2 days because I was taking care of myself during the election. And I ordered Gus's chicken and Howland Ray's chicken. Honestly, it was too much chicken. So I've been eating chicken for the last 2 days and my stomach has hurt for the last 2 days. And I was like, oh, I was just living like this.
Yeah. And my digestion has been way better.
Yeah.
Sans meat.
Yeah, so today is my first day back being a vegan who eats ranch dressing from Kraft and eggs and cheese.
No, but everything's bad for me. It's like, how I feel like I want to cut out bread and dairy and meat, and then it's like, what else is there to live for? I just
vegetables
like,
and fruit.
I don't think so.
You can dip chocolate or strawberries in chocolate and have chocolate covered strawberries. That's a good treat.
Oh, I guess that's not dairy.
Yeah, if you have like dark chocolate.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carob chips. I used to be vegan. I used to read that book in my early 20s, How to Be a Skinny Bitch, or what is it?
I don't know.
Skinny Bitch is something. And it was basically like, you disgusting piece of shit. And then shames you into being a vegan. So I was a vegan for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
That's wild what a book will do to you.
Yeah.
I read this, it's like The Easy Way to Quit Smoking by Alan Carr. And towards the end, I was like, I never want to smoke a cigarette again. So I didn't finish the book because I wanted to continue smoking. And I was like, I think if I finish this book, I'll stop.
That's the advice. Someone else told me about that book. I'm not a smoker, but they said, like, you have to actually want to quit because it does work.
Oh, wow.
It was like upsetting because even now when I smoke a cigarette, I'll be like, ugh, this doesn't taste good. But then I'll be like, no, it does. I love it.
And you're also extra crazy because you're a menthol girl.
I love menthols, baby. Give me that fiberglass.
But what's it saying in the book that makes it, what's it saying in the book that makes it so like effective?
It's like, so you're supposed to smoke when you're reading it.
Yeah.
So one part is like, it doesn't really give you relief. It's your addiction that's being relieved. And then like, you'll smoke a cigarette and be like, oh yeah, I didn't want it. Mm-hmm. It's like my need for nicotine wanted it. And it's like, they don't actually taste good. No. And then when you're smoking, when you're like, yes, this tastes rather disgusting. It's not good. Oh, no. It's like your hands smell like it. You just like start to notice all these things where you're like, oh, I'm like stinky all the time.
I'm stinky.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought of another quality Kara might not like about me.
Okay.
That I like, let's say I'm mad at someone, I will keep repeating myself over and over and stating the same points constantly for days and dwell on a problem that I won't bring up to someone face to face.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes.
I think a lot of people do that. That's natural. You're like talking it through for your own, I don't know, to work it out.
Your own little psyche.
Yeah.
Yeah. I quit smoking weed last week and it's been really tough.
Ooh.
Oh, was this what came, what made you smoke a lot of weed? Why?
I think I'm numbing myself. Like the days suddenly go so slow where I'm like, oh, I wasted my life. I realized how much money I was spending. And from, like I said, I don't have any possessions. So like, suddenly I was like, oh, I'm spending over $5,000 a year on weed. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then I just forgot who I was. I was just high all day, every day. And I'm like, who am I? Why don't I remember words? Like people, like I like myself and I have to remember who I am again before I just like, I'm a zonked out of my mind all day.
I like that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Guys.
Proud of you.
I'm proud of you as well.
I mean, that's why I was so happy to talk to, you know, Sashir, boyfriend, the night of the election, because he's also someone that was a big pothead that's not smoking weed. And so, and like when that's how you deal with stress and then the election's happening, it was like, fuck.
You know? What do you do?
It was tough.
Okay. Which one of you would do better on Survivor? You?
Oh, me. No, she. Me. Me.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, I've watched it all, so I know how to play what to play. And she would annoy people by telling them what to do. and they would want her out of there. And I'm a great swimmer. I was on the swim team.
Oh.
And I would eat the animals. But I know the game. I know the game. I know what to look out for, alliances. But if we were on together, I would have her back. And I think we could take over the game together. But as someone that's watched 40 seasons, I have to have a leg up on someone who's never watched it.
Yeah, that 40 makes a lot of sense.
Seasons?
Yeah. This last season, can you even believe it? It was all winners battling each other.
Who's the winner of the winners?
You know, blah, 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 Tony, the police officer. Cops are very good at Survivor because they know how to lie and manipulate people.
Yeah, and they'll shoot you right in the back if you hadn't done anything.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you hope you and Kara are both doing 20 years from now?
Ooh, that's so good. Honestly, in one of the, you know, when the housewives go on vacation and it's a giant house with like a driver and someone cooking for you, I would love to be on an island with all of our friends' children. They'll all be 20, you know, like maybe Rosie's 21st birthday. That's where I would like to be, on a giant island house, just living it up with, you know, our friends.
I love
that's
that.
That's nice.
Yeah. Now I want it. I want it so bad. Yeah. Exala Francais. Okay. That's from New York Housewives.
Oh. Should we talk to Kara?
We should talk to Kara.
Yeah. Okay. Have fun.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order.
Black representation in the media means so much to me. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I was like, oh, that's the woman who, like, she's got the same skin tone as me. She kind of looks like me, and I can do it. So honestly, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
I know a lot of people shopping for houses right now.
I mean, it's not... If I was buying, I would wait. because it's truly okay. We should start. I could talk about houses all dang day.
This is for our real estate podcast that we're starting. Nicole starts a 12th podcast.
I'm like, yes, I need to keep talking about real estate now. Okay, Kara, we should introduce you.
Yeah,
hi,
Kara Klank. Oh wow. She's a comic. She's a writer. You were on Corporate. You were a producer on RuPaul's Drag Race. Also, you grew these beautiful tomatoes that made me cry.
Oh yes, your audience might remember me as the person who sent you a photo of tomatoes that made you cry.
And it made me weep. I was just like, her daughter will never know a bad tomato. It was a very emotional moment for me. Okay, so we have some questions for you and your best friend, Lisa. So how did you two meet?
God, okay. I don't remember exactly like when we stumbled. I'm sure we were like on a random show together here or there. But I remember like the first time we had a conversation was in like the green room of UCB East at my show.
Mm-hmm.
And and that was actually when we first started talking about how we both love Law and Order SVU.
Oh, so Kara, I don't know if you know this, but me and my man met in the green room of your show.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is that real?
It's real. Yes. It's like,
I feel like, oh my God, that's amazing. I get automatically invited to like your wedding, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, of course.
Just checking. Wait, that's so fun.
Yeah, he didn't live in New York yet, but we met there and then like eventually.
Oh, he was like one of those little Chicago babies that was always coming in. Oh my gosh, that is so fun.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder how many people that's true of about that UCB.
Yeah, how many couples did you?
I don't know, man.
You did nothing for me. Thank you, Kara Klank. Forever grateful.
Nicole, let's never forget that one time you saw a guy at a show that you thought was cute and I messaged him separately and tried to set it up. So I've tried.
Wait, I do not remember this.
I put my work in. That was at a different show I used to host in Los Feliz.
Wait a minute.
I messaged him and he was like, oh, that's awesome. I love Nicole, but I just started seeing somebody. And I was like, okay.
Oh, I do remember that response. That's like a nice response I get often. What's your favorite memory of traveling together?
I would probably say it's hard. We've done some really fun like Palm Springs weekends and stuff, but we had a blast at Megan Gailey's bachelorette party in Chicago. We all went to Chicago and had a really, really fun time. It was like, you know, over a dozen girls shoved into some small house that didn't look anything like it was supposed to on Airbnb.
No.
But we had a great time.
That is a wild thing about Airbnbs. You're like, this is great. And then you get there and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lighting can change anything.
This place was really wild how they were. I mean, and you could see, and then when my friend was, the one who booked it was trying to contact the guy the whole weekend, he just wasn't answering.
No.
He was just like, I'm out spending your money, bitches. See you later.
Damn. We stayed at this Airbnb in Palm Springs that like, you walked in, you're like, cute. But then you sat on the furniture and you're like, this is not real furniture.
Yeah.
The bed I slept on, every time I rolled over, it would be like, I was like, so I slept on the floor because I was like, I refuse to be awakened by breaking this bed.
We went to one in Palm Springs during the pandemic that one of the beds broke, and the bed that Jared and I were on, I looked underneath it and it was like, it was about to break any second. The next guest was going to break it. I messaged them and was
give people broken beds.
No.
I think it's like a lot of people just do IKEA, and like IKEA is okay, I think, if you're upkeeping it yourself, but if you're just like letting people through your homes. But
yeah,
we had the best weekend. It was really, we went on a boat. We went on this fucking huge boat that was, it was like a below deck day. It was so fun. But the house was the only thing that was a little bit below par, but everything else was awesome. Chicago's a great time.
Fun.
Chicago is nice.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about Lisa?
Oh my gosh. My favorite thing about Lisa is that she is, I mean, I think I'm like in a little, in some ways, like we're all fearless. We all do stand up or whatever, but like Lisa is like truly feels like she says whatever the fuck is on her mind. Like she has yelled at Chris Rock when he's been on stage at the Comedy Cellar, like calling him out on something he said that was wrong. Like I just think, I just always think she's so, like she has this courage that I like, I'm like envious of. I'm like, I think I'm brave in a lot of ways, but I'm like, damn, you just like fucking, she like, you know, stands up for stuff that's wrong and like unjust and like, really, I like that. I love that about her.
Yeah.
Favorite thing.
Yeah, me too.
I love that.
Great quality.
What is Lisa's favorite thing about you?
Spreadsheets, probably. I mean, I think Lisa thinks I'm really, really organized. And I think that helps her a lot because she's not the most organized. And so I have, like, help her a lot with my organization.
Okay.
When do we hear the results of this? Just when the episode comes out? I'm like dying to know what she knows.
No. So after we're done with this, we get to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So you'll know very soon.
Okay.
What is something that you do that drives Lisa crazy?
Okay. What do I do that drives Lisa crazy? Well, I know that she, just for example, I got stung by a fucking bee this summer. And it made on my thigh, it made like a mark this big that was so itchy for weeks and weeks. And she hates the sound of fabric being scratched. Oh. And like, I was with her once where I was like, oh, and she was like, oh my God, stop doing that. And I was like, it's my bee sting. And she was like, oh, okay, sorry. So I know that. But in terms of something I do, probably, I don't know. What do I do that drives Lisa crazy?
Could be nothing.
Yeah, you could be perfect.
We've had friends be like, nothing.
Nothing. There's absolutely nothing. But I would say it's probably like biting my nails or knocking, like some like noises or something like that.
She's like sensitive to noises, right?
Yeah, but I am too, which is crazy. Like I hate when people chew loud. I have like self-diagnosed misophonia. Like I hate noise, like a lot of noises, but she does too. Maybe that's why we get along.
I don't mind chewing. It's just when you chew with your mouth open and then talk and you're like shoving the food on the side of you. I'm like, just swallow it. It's not that important.
Yeah, we can wait.
But like, have you ever heard anybody on a podcast eat? Mm-hmm. I have to fast forward. Like
I once ate on a podcast and the reviews were in and people were very angry. Like very angry.
That happened on Alaska and Willem's podcast. So Alaska ate some French fries on a podcast and the audience went fucking ham on her. They were like, don't ever do that again. And I was
so
like,
mean.
Well, it's also like, that's the only sense we're using for this medium.
Yeah.
We're only listening. So it's like, I have to listen to that. I have to listen to the smacking in my ear.
Oh, I hate it.
I also hate when people have like maybe dry mouth and won't get water.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you can hear every like touching of the tops and the bottoms of their mouth. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. It's pretty much like all mouth-based stuff like you're describing, even if it's not eating. And also like a repetitive noise. Like if I was even just hearing like a tapping, like it drives me crazy after a little while.
Yeah. Or when someone's like sniffling and they won't get a tissue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you need
misophonia though is what I discovered a few years ago is what it is.
Oh. Where you get what's it called?
Misophonia, M-I-S-O-F-T-H-O-N-I-A.
That's very close to mesothelioma, which you see those commercials at night where you need some mesh in your pussy.
Yeah, I did not get asbestos poisoning, so I don't have that. But oh my God, that reminds me of that sketch you did, Nicole, where you were on vaginal mesh lawyer only. It's like
transvaginal mesh on the short-lived series Party Over Here. Fox did not believe in it.
I believed in that sketch very deeply. I loved it so much.
Thank you very much.
You know I only deal in transactions.
What is something Lisa does that drives you crazy?
I mean, listen, Lisa is like the kind of person who we'll just like unwrap something and leave the wrapper there or like be done with a container or something and just like leave it there. And I'm like a compulsive straightener upper. So it doesn't drive me crazy, but I'm definitely like, I moved her out of her apartment when she left LA, and I think I picked up 17 water bottles that had 2 sips left in them. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, that's just,
yeah.
It doesn't drive me crazy, but like, yeah, that's probably like the only thing I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Which one of you? Oh, go ahead. Ooh,
I just want to talk about my roommate that I had real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
She had this water bottle and someone tried to throw it out in front of her. And she snatched it. Oh, no, it was a 2-liter of like Pepsi. And she snatched it from someone's hand. I think it was my roommate, Evan, at the time. And she went, "What are you doing? There's a sip left."
Just, what are you saving a sip for?
I don't know. John does the same thing. There'll be like just a glass in the refrigerator with like just a sliver of liquid. And I'm like, for what?
Like these water bottles were like under beds, like under clothes. Like they were never going to be drank again. Like yeah. They were time stamped. Like we didn't know where they came. Like, it was just so many.
Sometimes my man will put empty containers back in the fridge.
Mm.
Like he'll like take whatever food was in it. But he's like spacey. So I'm trying to like,
I took out an empty supportive 6-pack of beer thing, like a box that was empty out of my fridge today. And I go, "You guys are ridiculous." And he goes, "Who?" And I go, "Men." Like, just in general, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You took the last beer out and you were like, "I'll leave the box in there in case we use it for something." Like, what?
I do feel like that is a boy thing because John does that. He'll leave like an empty bottle and like, I'm just like, what? What? Or like, ketchup with no squeezes left.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, for what? Just throw it away.
Throw it away. Finish the job.
He's like, "There's a squeeze left."
Just one squeeze, please.
Okay. So which one of you would do better on the television show Survivor?
Lisa, 1,000%. I'm not even going to defend myself in any way. I've never watched Survivor. Lisa has watched, I believe, like 40 seasons of it or something. She's fully addicted. She's currently, I think, trying to make a tape. So Lisa, 1,000%. She knows the strategy. She knows how to make alliances. She knows who to be good to and who to like stand up against. Like, Lisa.
What do you hope you're both doing in 20 years?
Oh, my God. In 20 years?
20?
Spitting on Donald Trump's grave together. No.
Okay.
No. Sorry. That's too much. What are we going to be doing in 20 years? I mean, I hope we're just on a porch smoking a joint or something and talking shit.
Yeah.
I like that. That's nice. A nice.
One of us has a country home, and that's what we're doing.
Okay.
That's
what we're doing.
And by country home, it could be like, you know, in Montecito. It's by Oprah's house, probably.
Yes, absolutely.
Where is Montecito?
Like near Santa Barbara, I think.
Oh, okay.
Right? Sajir, do you know? I think it's like within 2 hours of LA.
Great.
2 or 3. Yeah.
All right. I'm here for it. I like it.
But I mean, she can like chop her in here easily to LA.
Just a chop her away.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Well, that concludes this portion. Now we're going to have Lisa come back and we are going to compare and contrast your answers to see if you got things right and if you can stay friends.
Yeah, if we got things wrong, I guess we have to end it here.
That's the rule. Yep.
Wow, I love a high stakes podcast.
All right, let's get Lisa.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can! Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. So the filters I use are, I don't want gluten in my belly. So I say, no gluten, because gluten sometimes it hurts my tummy. So I say, less gluten, more not tootin', you know, because sometimes I get farty. Okay, save time and money as the Thrive Market member on every single grocery order. On average, customers save over 30% each time. I love how Thrive Market supports my life and grocery shopping habits. Ooh, they have a Thrive Market brand creamy peanut butter 16-ounce jar. And that's something I like. And then they have Thrive Market grass-fed organic ground beef. Oh boy, it's so yummy and delicious. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Okay, so we asked, how did you two meet? Kara said, we started talking in the green room of my show at UCB East, and that's when we learned we both loved SVU. Lisa said, UCB East, we connected and started dabbling with friendship. But we got closer when we saw Erica Jane in 2018 at Brooklyn Steel. The concert was 45 minutes and each dancer got solos and I got recognized. So we got to go to a VIP lounge. And then we went to a tea bar and shared a fishbowl.
And I was 7 months pregnant. Yeah. I was just like rocking to Erica Jane. And I had another friend that was there that was also pregnant, like the same amount as me. And she goes, she left and goes, I just Googled the vibrations would be bad for the baby. So I left and I was like, oh, I fully stayed and was like, yes.
Is like vibrations are bad for babies? No.
It was like, you can Google anything. You can Google, like, are mandarins bad for babies? Like, you can literally Google anything you want to be true. Like, it was a wild thing. But I just, you know, I trusted that my kid would. But, you know, now my kid wakes up every morning going, money, money. So I don't know. who knows who's right, you know?
We asked, what's your favorite memory of traveling together? Kara said, we've done some fun Palm Springs weekends and we had a blast at Megan Gailey's Chicago bachelorette party. We had a great time. We went on a boat. It was a great time. And Lisa said, eating until it hurts. I would say eating 10,000 calories in a weekend in Palm Springs, and some of us gained like 9 to 11 pounds in one weekend. I also stay with her when I'm in town and she has let me use her husband's car.
So Lisa, when she's in LA, is technically always traveling with
us. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I fully forgot that bachelorette party. We really were VIPs, I feel like. Mm-hmm. We helped.
Yeah, I talked about the boat, like everything. Lisa tried to DJ the music and accidentally put on a RuPaul podcast. So RuPaul's voice was just like blaring.
And I'm drunk and everyone is screaming at me from the deck. Like, we want the music. I'm like, I'm trying so fucking hard. And it was the podcast episode with Kate Menig, Shane from the L Word.
Oh.
Because she's hot.
She is very beautiful, and I loved her on The L Word. Yeah. I saw her once at the airport, and she's stunning in person.
I can imagine. You know who she's related to?
Somebody.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Somebody. I'm sure. Somebody.
I was trying to think because I thought I knew. It's not who I thought it was.
She's Goop adjacent.
No, Goop adjacent.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. We asked, what's your favorite thing about your friend? Kara said, Lisa is truly, she says whatever's on her mind. She's yelled at Chris Rock while he was on stage at the Comedy Cellar. She has this courage that I'm envious of. I think I'm brave, but damn. Lisa said her spirit, her giving spirit to help everyone. She's giving away her jack-o'-lanterns to a man who feeds his turtle.
I did.
When I had to go home and take care of my dad, she moved all my stuff into a U-Haul. She gives water and granola to a woman living in her car. And on a selfish level, she can gossip. And I love that. She's also organized and she's a great mother.
Oh, that was so many things. I just thought you would say spreadsheets, Lisa.
No, that was on my least favorite thing.
We asked, what's your friend's favorite thing about you? Kara said, spreadsheets, probably. She thinks I'm organized and it helps her a lot. And Lisa says that I'm funny and I love her daughter. I'm a good orderer at a restaurant. Maybe that I'm down to talk shit. I'm a gossip. I think she likes that I get obsessed with things. My zest for life.
Your ability to monologue. I love it. I love it.
Well, I said funny, and so she was like, yeah, she knows a lot of funny people.
Like, yeah, but it has true. To be more than that. Yes, you're funny, but so is everyone else in her life.
Everybody yeah. we hang out with.
Yeah. Yeah, your husband.
We asked, what's something you do that drives your friend crazy? Kara said, I got stung by a bee on my thigh and made this huge welt. And she hates the sound of fabric being scratched. And she told me to stop itching it. Oh, probably biting my nails or knocking, making noises.
I feel like, you know what I mean, Lisa?
Yeah, I have sound sensitivity and you make a lot of sounds.
But I have the same thing.
I know. I know, just different sounds. Yeah, she does scratch her denim often.
She does scratch her denim.
Scratching denim. That's what she doesn't like, scratching denim.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Lisa said, we both do this to each other. Both Virgos, we interrupt. Interrupting is a big one. We're arguing with her. She likes to be right. So if I question her, she does not like it. If I'm mad at someone, I'll repeat and dwell on the problem, and I won't bring it up to someone face to face.
Yeah, I said I'll just get mad and repeat the same point over and over again for days.
Oh, you do that, but that doesn't really drive me crazy.
Yeah,
that's good. But it's true.
But it's funny because we're listening back to the podcast episodes we're recording, and there are moments where it's like, actually, I have that in the notes, and so we get to hear us being not
happy.
Nice. Yeah.
It's recorded.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who listens to our podcast, so Nicole wouldn't even know.
I have no idea. People will say things and I'm like, who said that? And she's like, you did. I'm like, when? What were you talking about?
You also have 85 podcasts. Like, yeah. If you listen to all your podcasts, you wouldn't, what else would you do in your life?
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing anything. I try to like edit in real time, be like, take that out.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
We asked, what's something your friend that drives you crazy? Kara said, Lisa is the kind of person that will just unwrap something and leave the wrapper out or leave a container out. And I'm a compulsive straightener upper. It doesn't drive me crazy. I moved her out of her apartment. I picked up 17 water bottles with 2 sips left in them. Again, doesn't drive me crazy, but it's a way that we are very different. And then Lisa said she's too organized. She she actively makes changes to our work doc while I'm making it. and that she's a vegetarian.
Just because we can't share stuff, but now I don't eat pork, so I've gotten
Lisa's
better.
Yeah, Lisa's off of pork, so...
Yeah. But the thing is, I do like the organization because it helps our lives, but it makes me feel inadequate.
Oh, no.
But I didn't realize that I do realize it. You tidy up my stuff. I just leave things everywhere.
It's not, I don't, it doesn't really drive me crazy, but I had to come up with something.
Yeah. But now you're right. I have a lot of little papers.
Like, to me, I'd be like, okay, I bought this little thing of little joints. It's gone. I've smoked all the joints. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw the container in the garbage. But Lisa's like, I'll just keep a collection of 20 containers of small joints.
Yeah. Well, my dad's a hoarder, my mom's a hoarder in a different way. My sister has problems. Like, she has vintage cameras lying around the house. We hoard. It's yeah. Generational trauma.
Generational hoarding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I like things. I have a problem throwing things away, but now
I do too. I keep
away.
A lot of sentimental stuff. I keep, like, I have every playbill of everything I've ever seen. I have every letter Same. Anyone's ever written me. Like, I have a lot of sentimental ticket stubs, like yeah. all that shit.
I think I have the reverse. My mom's a hoarder, and so I purge things. I'll like get rid of stuff, and then to a point where I'm like, "Where was that thing that I liked? Oh, I guess I threw it away." but I'm like, "Get it out of the way."
But you do have a lot of art. I feel like you keep art.
I do have some stuff, but just anything that's like been here for longer than a couple of years, I'm like, "Get it out of here."
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know, Marie Kondo, sparking joy, all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Sparking joy. Speaking of joy, we asked which one of you would do better on the television series Survivor. Kara said, Lisa, 1,000%. I won't even defend myself. I've never watched it. She's watched 40 seasons and she's trying to make a tape. She knows the strategies. Totally Lisa. Lisa said, me. I've watched it all. I know how to play and what to play. She would annoy people telling them what to do. I'm also a great swimmer and I eat the animals.
You actively went into why I would be bad at Survivor?
But I did say if we were on it together that we would be able to manipulate people.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We'd be able to work well
together.
It is funny
that you've watched 40 seasons of Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great show. Because there's just...
And early pandemic, you were like blasting through it too,
Well,
right?
A producer reached out to me and said that he thinks I'd be great on the show and to put it taped together.
Oh.
And so I actively was working on it. And then once the pandemic became more and more daunting, he completely went off Instagram and does... Like, no one cares anymore. He's like, yeah. I'm taking a break. Like, no, they're not recording more. Like, it's just... But I did train.
Would you be like on a celebrity version of it? Or
No. Celebrities do it all the time and they try to hide. So like Blair from Facts of Life's been on it. Coaches, MLB players, NFL players. Mike White, the comedian with the white hair, you know, Blondie. Oh. Yeah, he's been on it. He did really well. He got to the top three.
What?
So people, Hall of Fame, I think Jim Jones, something like that, like this NFL coach, he had to audition three separate times.
Whoa.
And he is in the Hall of Fame. Wow. Like, don't.
But he was on with like regular people. He wasn't on like a celebrity.
He was on the season Old versus Young.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Yeah. Well, so when things get normal, I hope you get to be on it.
Get to be on Survivor.
I mean, it's so fucked up. Like, obviously, not brushing your teeth and getting bug bites and sleeping on logs next to humans that are so annoying would be hard. But I don't know. I feel like we'll see.
Wait, you can't bring a toothbrush?
No, the only things they give you is sunblock, tampons, pads, medication. Like, I think contacts if you need it. And there's one more thing. But you don't brush your teeth or shower. You can win showering. There's prizes where you get to shower.
That's literally insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want this for you.
Yeah. And you can't eat. I would get so thin. But on top of it, what's wild is if someone pisses you off, you can't fight with them. Because you can't let anyone know you hate them. Because then they'll manipulate for you to be voted out. Right. So that's what's really hard. Because everyone you vote out, they judge. They pick who wins at the end.
Yeah.
So you have to be so manipulative where you're voting people out, but they still like you. It's fucked up.
Oh.
But yeah, that's why I would win. I'm sorry. This is my monologuing. It's annoying.
No, I love
one
it.
Of those skills.
But I'll just do one more thing and then I'll stop. So like Sandra, she's one of the best players. She's won two. And like JT was mad at Michaela. Because Michaela was eating too much of the sugar. So when they were both away, she poured out all the sugar. So then JT comes back and goes, who the fuck ate the sugar? And she goes, who do you think? Guess who got voted off? Michaela.
Whoa.
It's like fucked up.
Damn. That's sneaky. Yeah.
Wait, these people were just eating scoops sugar? Of sugar?
Yeah. Well, it was for the coffee. They won it for the coffee, but she didn't drink coffee. So she would just be like having a spoonful of sugar and it pissed him off.
Oh,
that's what I would do. I don't drink coffee. I'd probably just be like, give me them sugar cube, baby.
But you can lie. Like, I can go up to you and be like, oh my God, she was talking about voting you off. And then because you're deprived, you're not sleeping, you're dehydrated, you're tired, exhausted, missing your family, you believe it. Oh, and then you turn on your actual alliance because I fucked with your brain.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh.
It's
it yes. sounds like
a
wild
I said,
ride.
Guys, Lisa. Like,
is that a question you ask all friendships?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, we've never had anyone as well versed in Survivor as you.
That's yes, you're so the funny. Only person. I honestly figured I was like, oh, they probably know Lisa loves Survivor. That's like what they
have. No, we ask everyone.
So it's a question.
We asked, what do you hope you both are doing 20 years from now? Kara said, smoking a joint on a porch somewhere talking shit. One of us has a country home, and that's where we are doing it. Probably in Montecito near Oprah's house. And then Lisa said, in a housewife's style house on an island with everyone and their children. It's Rosie's 21st birthday, and we are living it up with our friends.
Oh, and we get to go because all the housewives have inappropriate relationships with their daughters. So like Rosie would be like, my mom's my best friend. Of course, she has to be my 21st birthday. So to her friends, we just watched Pandora's Bachelorette Party last night. I'm like, your mom is at your Bachelorette Party? I've literally never heard of that. No. I've never heard of
that. Yeah, that's wild.
Person being like, my mom's coming to my Bachelorette Party in Vegas and she's bringing a friend. Like, so my mom and her weird friend are going to be at my Bachelorette Party. No.
Did your mother, did you, like, when, if you went to, did you guys all go to college? Did your mom, did your parents ball?
No.
Ball, what do you mean?
I went
cry
to.
When they
oh. That's a sheer. Ball, what do you mean? What's that?
What do you mean?
Play.
Dribbling.
I don't know. My dad truly moved everything up to my room and then went, all right, bye. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll be down in a second. And then he didn't wait and left.
He drove away.
But they like made sure my sister was all set. Like my grandparents went with us to drop her off. Ugh. And while we were dropping her off, some kid had his door open. He was like playing the guitar. And I was like, I can't believe you're staying here for 4 years. Good luck.
Oh, my God.
No, the housewives cry uncontrollably when their kids just graduate elementary school. It's really twisted to watch. Like Atlanta, New York, Beverly Hills, they're all bawling hysterically when their kids go to college. It's so I don't get it.
Well, have you seen this incredible video of Kim Kardashian watching North perform? And she's like, clothes, fashion, clothing.
And she's like, fashion. What are those? These are clothes. It's like, because Kanye just let her sing at his fashion show. And then Kim's recording it on her phone like a proud mom. Like, and she's crying. Sobbing. And it's like very comical. The Zoom funny, is perfect. Like,
oh, I got to look this up.
I don't want to be rude, but she's like not doing anything special.
No.
Like it's not like she's a prodigy. Sure. It's not like she's like singing Ave Maria
she's
perfectly.
She's screaming in the mic.
She's going, clothes, shoes. You're like, okay. At least Blue is like rapping or whatever
yeah.
the song she's featured
That's true.
On.
Yeah.
And she makes like really funny faces. I feel Blue is like throwing shade everywhere with her eyebrows.
Blue doesn't understand people. She's like, ugh, what are
you? Yeah, Blue has a personality, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait to see Rumi and Sir. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Have we never seen them?
We've seen bits and we've seen them but very little.
But yeah. I could describe Blue's face to a sketch artist right now, and I could never do that about Rumi or Sir.
Yeah, we don't know their personalities yet.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Well, I think you guys are still friends. It sounds like you got
I
matched
think
up.
So.
Yeah, I think we did it.
Yeah,
yes. She only called me a bitch one time.
Well,
that's great.
This was fun.
I loved this game so much.
Yeah.
This is such an inventive, fun way to have two guests.
I mean, I love hearing people talk about each other's friends. Like, just hearing you guys describe why you like each other is so sweet.
It's sweet. It's nice. Sweet it makes podcast. Me feel good.
Yeah. And now you guys are going to have your own podcast soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. We have a podcast. We have a podcast that is launching on December 8th on the Exactly Right Network. It's called That's Messed Up, an SVU podcast. It's about Law & Order SVU and also true crime. So if you're interested in either one of those things,
Which I am very much so. Yes.
Yeah.
And we interview actors from the show.
Oh my gosh.
That's, yeah. We're getting really good. Like all the people, most of the people that we're getting are people that if I said their names right now, you would be like, okay. But if you saw them, you'd be like, oh my God, yes. I've seen
they've had like a 30 year career, but we have no idea what they
exactly.
What their name is.
They're just not household names.
I'm going to give you a person I want you to reach out to.
Oh, who?
I'll tell you.
Oh, tell me off camera.
Later.
Well, your roommate has helped us get Marcia Gay Harden. We're going to be getting
her. He's a very sweet man.
Yeah. That was
that John Millheiser. He's so nice. He's so sweet.
No, and we love SVU. And then the crimes are really horrific. It's pretty wild. Like researching the real crimes is...
Definitely. We had to give Lisa a note, basically, on one of the episodes. We were like, Lisa, you don't actually have to say every single horrific detail that happened.
Because they're actually
trying
horrific.
To keep it light. We're two comedians doing this podcast.
Yeah, they had to stop me because at one point with the murder, I was like, they tried to slit her throat, but the knife was too dull. So they just threw her in the trunk and drove around. And they were like, hey, can you please not say that? And I was like,
yeah, that's tough. Yeah, that's like tough to listen to.
A nightmare.
But... cut this out, your producer.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun podcast about two gals talking about SVU and true crime. And we have cool interviews and it's really fun. We've had such a good time working on it and we're excited for the world to finally hear it on December 8th.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long journey. We taped our pilot last July, July 2019.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So it's been a journey.
Long road.
I love it. Well, what's it called again?
It's called That's Messed Up, an SVU podcast.
It's something Ice-T says a lot.
Perfect.
I love it. Well, thank you for doing this, you guys.
Yeah, so fun
having us. This was amazing, especially on such a, on such a turmoil of a time. This was such a nice, beautiful escape of like laughter and happiness.
Yeah, this was so lovely. Yeah. You guys are the best.
Yay.
You too.
All right.
Bye. Bye.